Hi, and welcome to the Stop Procrastinating Now podcast. My name is Stefan Stavrakis, your undisputed brain geek. This is podcast number 6, and we're recording live here in Vancouver, British Columbia. It's time to get revved up, charged up, and ready to strap on your mental seatbelt because we're going to put your brain into gear. Today, we'll be talking about habits again. We're going to extend the whole habit process. We had some questions from our listeners, so I'm going to answer one of those questions in this podcast, and we're going to take the RRE principle and supercharge it. This is your mental wake-up call. Time to get some stuff going, stop procrastinating now, and put your life into gear. You're listening to Stefan Stavrakis. I'm a professional speaker, expert on the mind and how to use it to eliminate procrastination. You want to be able to get a laser-like focus, make more money, eliminate frustration, get rid of overwhelm. This is the place to be. I'd like to welcome all the new listeners and remind the old ones that this episode and all other episodes are available at www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. Also, if you want the show notes, you can go to www.stopprocrastinatingnowpodcast.com and sign up for the notes of each show. Your email will be held in our super secure servers and we'll keep it confidential because I hate spam and name sharing as much as you do. For those of you who've been asking to promote the podcast, please send an email to stopprocrastinatingnow@podomatic.com and my staff will be in touch with you within the next 24 hours. Well, we talked about habits in the last podcast. We talked about the RRE principle. I'd love to hear how you've implemented that principle and all the principles taught in this podcast, so please leave us some comments. Somerset Maugham said, "The unfortunate thing about this world is that good habits are so much easier to give up than bad ones." Well, let's see if we can take a little bit of a different perspective and show you how to start thinking a little bit differently so you can stop procrastinating now and take action. And maybe, just maybe, we can prove that quote to be untrue. I got hordes of emails from the last podcast asking about the RRE principle. So I'm going to spend some extra time on the RRE principle, specifically the R, the repetition part. We're going to talk about the number one secret that will actually make yourself want to repeat something over and over and over again. The number one secret, this is the secret that Hollywood uses, that storytellers use, that great speakers use. This is the number one secret that if you understand this and implement it within your own behavior on a daily basis, you'll take any repetitive task, any boring task, and make it extremely easy to implement on a consistent basis and therefore create a habit. So the repeat seems to have been the biggest problem for a lot of people. How do I repeat something that's boring? How do I repeat something over and over and over again that they're mundane tasks, daily tasks, things that we don't like doing, like doing certain types of paperwork, making phone calls, those kinds of things. What is it that I can do to make mundane tasks more easily done? As a matter of fact, I got a email here from Gordon from Australia. Hey, Gordon, how you doing? Stefan, I can understand that the repetition is important. We all know that. But how do we keep it so it doesn't become boring? I'm a business owner. I own a real estate company here in Australia with several employees. We are doing great. However, one of the key things that I see my people doing is stop doing a good habit like making 20 or 30 new business phone calls a day because it becomes very boring and repetitive, especially after you've done it for 5 or more years, like some of my more seasoned employees have done. How do we make it so that these repetitive tasks become a habit that we don't think about? Sincerely, Gordon. Well, Gordon, great question. It appears to be the same problem anywhere I go in the world, whether it's in Europe, Australia, the US, Canada, anywhere I go, when I'm working out there, it appears that a lot of people have the same question. I always get that question. I might get it in a different way, which is how do I motivate my employees? And, you know, barring having some motivational speaker come in and motivate them, how do I get them motivated? Now, Gordon, I don't know about your specific situation, and I'd be happy to speak with you in person about it. Sometimes it takes different methods in different situations. It's not all the same. I can't just tell you this one strategy and it'll work. It's like the panaceas of strategies to get people take repetitive tasks and repeat them so that they're not boring and all that. So I'm going to give you one method that I have found that seems to work really, really well with a lot of people. Also, if any other business owner has a similar type of situation, you may want to, and this strategy may, it doesn't work for you, you may want to email me at stopprocrastinatingnow@podomatic.com and put in the subject line, how do I motivate my employees, ? And we'll get my staff to forward it on to me, and I will answer my your question to the best of my ability. So the deal is that you or your employees want to have a specific strategy in mind that they have to do, or you have to do over and over and over again, because it's tested and it works and it's something that you do all the time, and maybe it's part of your business building function. But the problem is being consistent at doing it, right? So, you know, like I said, for business, it might be doing certain type of paperwork, maybe making phone calls, getting out the door and doing some networking. For personal, it might be cleaning your office, doing your taxes, spending an important time with yourself, you know, those kinds of things. Well, we did talk about the RRE principle, and we said that it was repeat, reward, and emotional attachment. But how do you do the repeat part, right? So there are hundreds of ways of doing the repeat part, and I help business owners with helping employees change their perspective based on the task that they're taking on, or creating a friendly competition type of environment. There's, you know, creating a unified vision and mission that everyone buys into, so therefore they take all those repetitive tasks and don't even think about them. There's literally hundreds of ways of doing it. We're going to talk about one way to do it in this podcast. One of the most powerful ways that I have found is to be able to teach yourself or your team to create a desire when thinking about or doing a task. Create the desire to do it. Like, I really want to do it. I have to get it done. That is the number one most powerful way, making a repetitive task easier and easier to do. You got to make them desire it. You got to make them want it. You got to make it so that they're constantly thinking about it. How do we do that? The mind is a very, very powerful thing. And if you know that you've done something similar like that before, which is create a desire, whether it be conscious or unconscious, if you understand that you can do that haphazardly, then you could also do it intentionally. And this podcast is about showing you how to create desire intentionally. Remember the last time that you had a vacation? Remember the night before your last vacation, or the day before your last vacation? What was it like? Your mind was constantly focused on the vacation day, the next day. No matter what you did all day, whether it was physically or mentally preparing yourself for the vacation, you were cleaning up, you were on fire, you were organized, you were getting all the things done so that you can get done for the next day, right? Now, here's really something really important. Remember that time. What was it that you were doing all day? You were focusing specifically on the thought process of what it would be like to start the vacation. So you create this desire within you to go on the vacation the next day. So that desire was so strong, the emotion was so strong, it created the motivation on a daily basis. It created, well, maybe even a week all the way ramping up to it. It created that feeling that you really want to go to vacation. Some people prepare for a vacation 2-3 weeks in advance mentally. So then, you know, sometimes employees actually either work harder just before a vacation or work 10 times less before a vacation, right? Because the mind is doing something. So I had to stop and think about that. What was the mind doing on that time just before a vacation? Because what I do is I take situations that create the desired outcome that I want, or the emotion that I want, and from other contexts in life, and I see if I can apply them in everyday life. So one of the things is, I said, well, what was the time that I created massive amounts of desire? Well, not just myself, everybody creates massive amounts of desire just before they go on a vacation. So I figured, hey, if I could create the similar effect or the similar strategy in my mind before every single task that maybe was boring or repetitive in the past, then if I could create that constant desire every single time, then it would be easy to do repetitive tasks. Because as we all know, any successful person knows that success, or the process of getting to success and maintaining it, is boring. It really is, because you find two or three or five or 10 different things that work, and they work, and you do them consistently over and over and over again, and you get the success that you want. The getting them to be exciting, getting them to be, getting yourself to desire it every single day is a very important thing. What happens during that day before a vacation in your mind? Well, what happens is you create what I call a DTE. I call it the dominating thought experience. The dominating thought and experience, DTE for short. I ask myself, how can I get a boring, mundane task to become a DTE for me? Okay? Because it's self-explanatory. The vacation was my dominating thought the week before, the day before, the hour before, the minute before, and it caused me to behave in certain ways. So if we could create a DTE for every boring, repetitive task that you have at hand, what do you think will happen with that task? You'll do it all the time because it'll become your dominating thought experience, your DTE. In order to create a DTE, there's one emotion that you have to create. And now it's a very, very powerful emotion. It's probably one of the most powerful emotions that a person can create when wanting to motivate themselves or create a habit on a consistent basis in order for it to be repetitive so that they can repeat, reward, and have emotional intensity attached to it. What is the DTE? How do we create the DTE? Ready for this? This is the most and simplest, but very, very powerful emotion that you can create. In matter of fact, it's probably so simple that it will drive you crazy because you're saying it can't be that simple. Are you ready? I'm going to tell you now. All right. Here it comes. This is going to blow your mind. The emotion that you must create in yourself or others in order to make repetitive and boring tasks non-repetitive and boring and make them ingrained in your mind is anticipation. Now, that was a few seconds. That pause was a few seconds. Wasn't it one of the longest pauses you've ever felt? Why? Because the anticipation, I did a little bit of a buildup. It wasn't a great buildup, but it was a little bit of a buildup towards that, towards the answer to the question that I created through the top of the beginning of the podcast. So anticipation is the biggest motivation tactic on the planet. If you can create anticipation before every single task that you want to repeat over and over and over and over and over again, regardless of what you want to motivate yourself or your employees or your coworkers or your wife or your kids or anyone's, you must be able as an individual to either create an environment of anticipation or create a personal state of mind of anticipation. See, because you anticipated going on that vacation, that anticipation created the dominant thought experience, the DTE, on going vacation. Like where you would go, how would it be? This is the kinds of things that you would be thinking about all day. Where would you go? What's the very first thing that you're going to do? What's the first drink that you're going to put in your mouth when you're standing on the beach in Maui with your toes in the sand, wiggling in the sand? Those are the kinds of thoughts that dominated your thought process all day, all week, or whatever. So if you can create an anticipation for each and every task, for all your employees, you will guarantee yourself to help them keep repeating tasks that are boring. So now think about multiple ways of creating anticipation. You might have a few in your mind. How do we create anticipation? We will explain that in detail in our next podcast. Meanwhile, pull out a pen and a piece of paper and write down all the different ways that you think right now that you could create anticipation. Maybe look on TV and see how they create anticipation on TV, on movies, or in your favorite reality TV shows. Just pay attention to what creates anticipation, and we will talk about it in detail in the next podcast. Well, hopefully you've enjoyed today's podcast. Please leave comments on www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. And remember to sign up for the transcript of the show at www.stopprocrastinatingnowpodcast.com. We'll send you a copy of all the notes that you can use to have a written version of this podcast. Once in a while, I'll throw in some cool stuff that will help you on your journey of being procrastination free. Till next time, this is Stefan Sirakis from www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. Make sure you tell everyone you know that could benefit from this podcast. Keep the comments coming, requests and questions, and I'm blessed for having you as a listener, helping me put together a podcast of high value that makes sense and helps people. Have an amazing day and take action now.